every 2 weeks between March and November, a Coast Guard C-130 flies over the Arctic Ocean, known as the Arctic Domain Awareness. The mission assists researchers as well as asserts U.S. sovereignty over a slice of water that's becoming more strategically important as the ice recedes. KMXT's Jacob Resnick went on one of the flights in October and has the story.
Standing on the tarmac at Elmendorf Air Force Base is Roger Anderson, a mathematician and researcher who's been studying Arctic sea ice for more than 35 years. This week's mission for the C-130 is to drop two buoys developed by the University of Washington.
They're parachuted into open water in the marginal ice zone near the ice edge where they will freeze in. They have a 2-meter mast with temperatures sensors mounted on it, and once they're deployed by parachute, they're strengthened enough that the idea is they can survive in ice that freezes up, cracks, resist pressure ridge damage, that kind of thing, and drift with the ice with a battery life of hopefully 3 years.
These measurements are becoming increasingly important as the sea ice retreats, opening up potential shipping lanes for an Arctic passage from North America to Europe and Asia. Also aboard the C-130 is Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin, commander of the Coast Guard in Alaska.
I think it's really important for the United States to have persistent presence up in the Arctic to demonstrate our sovereignty and to potentially, under law of the sea, whenever we sign it, to make our extended continental shelf claims under law of the sea. But you need that persistent presence up there.
We fly some 375 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Below is nothing but open water with no ice in sight. The retreat of sea ice has led to increased shipping activity, which the Coast Guard believes will make the Bering Strait increasingly strategic.
We're seeing the maritime transportation route above Russia being promoted by the Russians, and I think we're going to continue to see that grow over the years. And it's important that the Bering Strait is the only way in and out of the Arctic Ocean for over half the world. That's going to become an important transportation route in the future.
There are territorial disputes in the Arctic over the famed Northwest Passage. Canada claims it is within its territorial waters and not an international corridor. But other northern passages, especially along the coast of Siberia, are being pursued by Russia as an international route. That, says Colvin, is reason to lay the groundwork for international shipping agreements.
What I'm concerned about in the Bering Strait specifically is coming up with some type of international maritime transportation route, almost like a corridor where you would have northbound ships on one side, southbound on the other. We're trying to work with the Russians. Now, to do that, I just signed off about a month ago a port access routing study, a PARS study, for the Bering Strait. So we're going to go ahead and start studying that. And part of that is checking to see how much traffic comes through. It's very difficult to figure exactly how much traffic is coming through.
As Arctic activity increases, so does the importance of Kodiak. As the hub for the Coast Guard in the North Pacific, it's the nearest base for aircraft and cutters when help is needed on the water.
If you had to respond to a cruise ship sinking mass rescue operation, that would be very difficult. We're talking Kodiak, operating out of Kodiak. It's about 1,000 miles up to the Arctic. You know, you're flying across two or three mountain ranges, or else you're going the long way around the coast. You can see it's going to take some time.
40 miles north of Barrow, the flight crew readies the first buoy, but an apparent malfunction keeps the crew from releasing it. About 90 miles north of Barrow, the second buoy is dropped from about 500 feet. The chute opens, but it makes what appears to be a hard landing in the open water. The drop is outside of territorial waters, but well inside a 200-mile buffer known as the Exclusive Economic Zone to protect natural resources like fishing and oil and gas exploration. Anderson reported later that the $18,000 buoy isn't transmitting, and there are fears it didn't survive the drop. But as the Coast Guard has three more scheduled flights before the mission is suspended during the dark winter months, he says he'll be going up for another try. On a C-130 north of Point Barrow, I'm Jacob Resnick.